There is an unusual election underway in Michigan right now. An attorney general is often called a state's top law enforcement official, which is tough to square with the fact that a candidate running for that office is also someone who's under criminal investigation. Colin Jackson of the Michigan Public Radio Network has more.
Matt DiPerno hadn't yet become the Republican nominee for attorney general when the AG's office began looking into an alleged plot to seize and tamper with voting machines. Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel, who's running for re-election against DiPerno, says she faced a choice.
Could I proceed on the other potential defendants and not Matthew DiPerno? But as it turned out, he was so intertwined with everything that had occurred that it was just impossible to extricate him.
She says she asked for a special prosecutor to make that call to avoid a conflict of interest. Her request named DiPerno as, quote, one of the prime instigators of the conspiracy. That request was granted. DiPerno has slammed the investigation, but it leaves him running to lead the agency that could one day indict him. And it's not his first brush with controversy. DiPerno has falsely said some voting machines were rigged. He's facing accusations that he's using those claims to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The things that he said and the things that he's done should be disqualifying for him. And I think it's just a matter of people learning about him, not just Democrats, but independents and Republicans. The more you know about Matthew DiPerno, the less likely you are to cast your ballot for him.
Nessel refuses to debate DiPerno, partially citing the investigation. She believes he would bring it up while she'd be unable to ethically respond, leaving her disadvantaged. Beyond that, Nessel, who's the first openly gay person to serve in statewide office, accuses DiPerno of making homophobic and bigoted remarks.
If he can't raise money to put his own television commercials on the air, I'm not going to give him a forum.
In response, DiPerno has been calling Nessel a coward. He's framing the investigation as a distraction from substantive issues.
All of those things we're not talking about because the media wants to ask questions about what Dana Nessel is doing to me. And usually not in a negative way, like in terms of how bad that is for her.
DiPerno's strategy of late has been to branch out and attack Nessel on issues like abortion and crime, as he did at a recent rally with former President Donald Trump.
Dirty Dana has sat on the sidelines as crime has skyrocketed in this state. And as your next attorney general, I will fight to clean up this state.
DiPerno's Trump-like ability to rally a crowd has made him popular among grassroots conservatives. But other Republicans are increasingly worried about a candidate who's under active investigation.
Republicans basically had the ball in their court, and the mandate was just don't be crazy. And I feel like that's the trap people have fallen into.
That's former State Representative Aaron Miller. He says Nessel, who narrowly won in 2018, should have been vulnerable. She's made her own headlines for stances like refusing to enforce Michigan's abortion ban and for occasionally going off script. Still, polling has shown Nessel consistently up, and she's been dominating the fundraising battle. Some have worried about the long-term effect candidates with a track record of denying elections, like DiPerno, will have on the Republican Party. University of Michigan professor Walter Mebane says the future of the GOP is still undetermined.
Parties can adapt pretty quickly. You can throw out the people you formerly were supporting and get in new people, and people can suddenly pretend they don't remember who they were yesterday.
He says election denialism, however, must be dealt with now. For NPR News, I'm Colin Jackson in Lansing.